Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Welcome to Drew's News, Rossi. Shall we news it?
Let's news it.
First up, People reports that the Oscars are revealing a brand new category to be added in the 2026 ceremony, Achievement in Casting, and it will become a new competitive award category beginning with the 2026's 98th Academy Awards. The last time a new competitive category was created for the Oscars was back in 2001, with Best Animated Feature. God, I felt like that was longer.
Yeah, no, they started back then. And do you know the very first animated film to ever be nominated for Best Picture?
Was it like the little, no, that could have had to be earlier than that.
Not that much earlier, it was Beauty and the Beast.
I was gonna say, I feel like it was one of those classic Disney films.
Totally. Beauty and the Beast was like 1991, but it was the first nominated for Best Picture. And then they started in 2001, the animated Best Picture category.
So wait, Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon, was nominated for
Best Picture against like Silence of the Lambs. That
really?
I mean, yeah, can you imagine? Like the dichotomy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're actually quite similar in a weird way.
Oh, how so?
Think about it.
Tell me how so.
Well, you've got this oddball dude capturing a nice young lady.
Honestly, I didn't think you'd be able to connect those dots, but oh my God, you did.
And then they kind of fall in love with each other through very odd circumstances.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well done.
I didn't realize Beauty and the Beast had been nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah, you know, if you go back and watch, it's so good, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
it is a
so
tale
good.
As old as time.
It really is.
And good for the casting people.
This is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done, Academy. All right, next up. Vogue reports that perfume for your hair is one of the biggest beauty trends for 2024, and I'm here for it. I am.
Oh, you are.
Brands are now making perfume specifically designed for hair, and the formulas also help hydrate and nourish and condition, so it's good for your hair. Why do I feel like, when you walk towards me with a bottle, I feel like I have to fight back. I don't know what's gonna happen here.
I'm gonna do it really nicely, I
are
promise.
You? Because I can
promise.
Do it back, the same
no,
amount that you do
watch,
it.
And I'm gonna do a really nice distribution
okay.
of the mist.
I believe you, I trust. Oh, that was nice. That was nice.
Right?
Can I hit you just a little bit? Ready?
Please.
Oh. Is that good? Sorry, did I drown you a little bit?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Let me smell you.
You smell good.
You know what this reminds me of in a way? My girlfriend in middle school.
That poor girl that thought she had a chance.
Well, you know what she did have was a lifelong friend. Anyway, she wore the sunflower body spray. Do you guys remember that body?
Like, yes, sunflower. Was it like Elizabeth Arden or something like that?
It was like from the drugstore, and she drowned herself in it, and I was like huffing her. She smelled so good. What was that? I just want a little more. Give it.
Well,
it smells good, right?
I just like that there's perfume for hair. That's cool.
I think it's cool too, because why aren't we doing that?
But I'm in. All right. Next, the New York Post reports that there is a New York City nightclub that caters So by the way, my glasses are covered in that spray right now. And I
do you have to cover one eye to read it?
I just tried to clean it, but it's not working.
Hold on. All right. I have a tear tissue.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It caters to 30-somethings. Look at me. I'm like, there's a new nightclub. And it caters to elders like me. For 30-somethings who like to party like rock stars and sleep like grandmas. So check this out. I'm obsessed with this, and I really want to go. Yeah. Manatee Social Club, an event company that launched last fall. Oh, matinee. Oh.
Man.
And you can hang out with all these manatees.
Oh, my God. Manatee. Can I just say?
My glasses on.
Can I just say manatee is also an appropriate name for this club? Just like go and sit and don't really do much. That is.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Matinee Social Club. Oh, and I get it why they're calling it matinee, too. Okay, I get it.
Understood, yes.
It's an event company that launched last fall. It's made just for me. It hosts parties that run until 10 p.m. and start in the afternoon. I think they start at 5 p.m., right?
I think so, 5 or 6, yeah.
5 or 6 p.m. Uh-huh. and end at 10 p.m. Uh-huh. And that way people can get home and get to bed at a decent hour.
Well, you know me. I am a party animal until 5:30. You know what I mean?
Like, yes!
Go bring me the happy hour. I am a hoot and a half. And then 6 o'clock, I'm like, okay, it's time to go, right? It's like, let's wrap. Anyone else relate to that?
I don't know, but maybe I need to start an adjacent club called the Manatee.
Uh-huh.
And it starts at 1 p.m. and is over by 6.
I'm in.
Right?
I smell a hit.
I went to a Saturday Night Live recently, and I got home at 4 a.m., and I was like, I am so cool.
Follow-up question. How many days did it take to recover from that?
Oh, like 6.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah,
understood.
Absolutely.
All right, well, finally, it's time for trending.
Oh, I love it. Bring down the thing.
I spilled. Beep, bop, boop, 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 boop.
Oh, this is a cool story.
Okay, yeah, so there is a bakery in Paris. It's going viral on TikTok for their creation. It's called Le Croquis, which is a hybrid of a croissant and a chocolate chip cookie. So, okay, this sounds really, like, good. Where has this been all our lives? Well, viewers in other places of the world can't get their hands in an authentic Le Croquis, so they're making their own at home. There they are. Everyone's trying it, and we have some here
I
to try
really
ourselves.
I was trying so hard to make this, like, edible for some people, but I don't think I'm doing a very good job at it.
Your plan was to cut it up nicely and hand it out?
Yes, and yeah. It's not working.
No.
It's like,
show off your work.
Would anybody like this?
Okay, is it good? Honestly, it's a happy little relationship.
It's really good. It makes my croissant crispier. You know when you get those croissants and they're so limp? And you're like, this might as well not be a croissant. It's just a flaccid piece of dough in the shape of a croissant. It's good.
Don't come at Drew with a limp croissant. You hear that? She won't stand for it.
So, okay, we have a gentleman coming up next who I'm such an Uber fan of. He's the most amazing actor. His name is Jake Lacy.
Oh, yes.
He's in The White Lotus. He was in The Office. And his new show with Annette Bening, oh my God, it's so nail-biter good. Anyway, Jake Lacy's next.
Great.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Okay, it's time to commit.
2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, welcome back. Our next guest has been in some of the most popular series of all times, like from The Office, to name one. Oh, then we have Girls, to name another. Oh, and let's not forget about one of the most important series in our lives right now, The White Lotus. And he is now starring in a limited series called Apples Never Fall. I'm on episode 1, I just finished it, I'm freaking out. This is the must-see show. It's got mystery, it's got drama, it doesn't go where you think it's going. It's got Annette Bening. Do I need to say more than that? It also has the one and only Jake Lacy. Jake, I'm so happy to see you.
Thanks,
I know Jake, we had one circumstance was so fun. We did screen tests together.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And you had just had a baby.
Yeah, I have two. My kids are 4 and 6.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. Two little boys. Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. The Office. We had a screen test and we hung out and got to know each other. Is it true that in The Office, you went and did your test, like, right in the office?
Yeah, it was nuts. It was nuts.
What was that like? I mean, that's such an iconic franchise.
Yeah, it was my favorite show. And they were adding two guys, and Clark Duke had been added. And so there's one spot available, you know, and you go test, and it's me and 10 guys who look like me, you know what I mean? And they drove me out in a van, and I just thought, oh, we're going to some studio that I don't know about, some whatever. And they open the doors, and I think it's going to be into a casting office, and it's the bullpen. Like, it's the set of The Office. And Dave Rogers, who's the editor, had suggested, like, shoot the test like the show.
Now, what do you think the casting director and Mike White saw in you for White Lotus? Because that character you created was bananas.
Thanks,
good.
Man.
I mean, every different weird angle going on that comes full circle, and you pulled it off as an actor so brilliantly.
Thanks, man.
And then you go to these wild places.
Thanks.
I mean, how did you even come up with playing a character like you played in White Lotus?
I think, like, anybody who's been on the show at all, really, like, Mike White is the answer. Like, Mike is a genius.
Okay, White Lotus 3 is, like, in process.
Yeah.
But you set up this to be the series that now is one of the most important things on television, in our industry.
Wild.
It's the most brilliant casting. Is there anyone from your season or a second season that you would like to see come back?
Oh. Well, Molly. Molly's here. I mean, I just think Molly is, I think the world of her, and also is, like, brilliant. There's a scene in the show where Mike had been, like, we're eating dinner, and he was like, make up a story, you know?
Just tell a story. The dinner table scene.
Yeah, and she tells this story, and the first take, it's really, like, this crazy neighbor who is actually CIA and the whole thing. And Mike was like, that's really great. Now have the reveal be that he's a writer of books, and you saw his novel in the airport. And so she gives it the same, like, you'll never believe. And then the reveal is so banal. And that's what's so funny is that, like, that world of, like, the hot goss. And you're like, ooh, what is it? And they're like, they have 3 dogs. You're like, wait, what? You're all, what?
Okay, speaking of the hot goss,
Molly.
The new show, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, man.
I mean, Apples Never Fall. First of all, my new crush on planet Earth is Annette Bening.
Oh,
she came
forever.
Here. Naiad is my favorite.
The greatest.
this show is so good. It's such a mystery, and yeah. I think people love mysteries. They love to see the unfold. Tell us about it. It's so good.
Well, there's Sam Neill and Annette Bening are a couple. They've had this tennis academy.
Yeah.
The kids have grown up in that world. There's four siblings. I'm the eldest son.
Yep.
And then upon selling the academy and retiring, Joy, Annette, disappears.
Yes.
And we don't know where she's gone.
And days are going by. Yeah. Do you know where she is? Is she dead?
I mean, there's a lot of evidence pointing toward a certain outcome and a certain person, Dad, to be the
And
the
where
party.
You think it's going and who you think is behind it. And then these other characters come in and you're just like, I know it. And you're like, no, I don't think I do know it. It just, okay, we have a clip. Take a look.
Oh, cool. Oh, great.
We're going to talk to Mom tonight. Presenting United Front.
About what, Savannah?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it. I got it covered.
What does that mean?
It means I talked to her and it's settled, okay? So you don't have to do an intervention or whatever this was going to be. All right, I got it. She's leaving.
When?
Soon.
You guys, get on this one. It is good for literally every person in your group. You could watch it alone. You can watch it with friends. You could be young. You could be old. It's a very timeless, like, feel to it. There's something for everyone, and it's streaming now on Peacock. Thanks. You're crushing it. You're killing it. You're Jake Lacy. I love you so much. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, the best. Thanks, man.
We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Where you get the real interesting questions and answers. All right, here we go. Okay, number one, what is the weirdest thing that you do when you're home by yourself?
I'm screaming at these squirrels. In my,
really?
I found a burger in my pool. A burger, like a full burger, right? And I was like, coming to my pool, maybe like, I don't know. And then it was just a crow, and they have like a swingers party in my jacuzzi every night. And they're getting like tacos and stuff from Jack in the Box and bringing it to my pool. And then there are squirrels everywhere. And so I like punch my wall. I don't punch them.
Right.
I punch, like if they're outside, like they're, I like punch
but
the wall.
But you show
like,
them who's boss and you're like, you're gonna get this if you don't stop bringing the Jack in the Box to my jacuzzi.
That's right.
Okay, would you rather be on The Bachelor or Love is Blind?
What am I doing on The Bachelor?
You're the main gal.
The main? The Bachelor, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because I could see them.
Okay, so The Bachelor. That makes sense. I totally get
what
where you're coming
you?
From. I think I would have to pick the same because, but also, you know, I like the idea of so many choices.
Yes.
But I also think, like, I'm so weirded out that they're all making out. You know, like.
What do you mean?
Every scene, like.
Well, you're the bachelorette. You're the bachelorette.
I don't think I could handle making out with that many people. Back in the day, I could. When I was younger, I think I was creating my own bachelor party. But now, know? Yeah. Like, I can't imagine being like, I really could see a life with you. Excuse me, I could really life with you. Yeah, like, how do you do that?
It's crazy when they go on like multiple on the same time, at the same day.
Okay, what is the last thing you Googled?
I Googled if, what the drones are doing in Beverly Hills.
That's a reasonable Google search.
I passed a sign and it was like, "Welcome to Beverly Hills, drones in use." And I was like, "What are they doing?"
The strangest dream you ever had.
Which category?
Well, let's, because it's The Bachelor. What's the sexiest dream?
I make out
with a lot of guys in dreams.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
By the way, full Bachelor in my subconscious, and then eventually. I get there, but it's like before it really takes place, I wake up, but the foreplay is delicious.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. That's very steamy. I love that. I had a dream that I had a dog, and I left him in a closet, and then years later, he was still there. He was still alive, but I was like, I can't believe that all these years I left you in a closet. I don't know that. So anyway, that's a different one. Here, my sexiest dream.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe all these years, dude. It never left me. That dream. And you know, being like.
So it's a reoccurring dream.
No, it just like I think about it all the time.
Okay, so it never left your conscience.
I'm always going to school like naked. And I don't know how to test. I don't know the test. Like I haven't went to school.
The Marcia Brady.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. She shows up. Okay, last question. If you could have a mating sound, what would it sound like?
So the worst noise that you could probably make as a mating call or in wherever is the sound of someone on a tilt-a-whirl, which is, whoa, whoa. And you gotta spin around so that you get like the...
Full tilt-a-whirl.
Thank you.
You totally get it. You made me physically go
there. Yeah, I went
whoa.
But then you're also like, whoa, because it's like,
you took me there.
Thank you so much.
I love you so much. And I just cannot wait to hang out with you and be with you more. And Kung Fu Panda 4 is out now. And everybody go watch it and enjoy. Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.